Halachas of Rosh Chodesh is a lot of halachas minhagim. We will try to cover chelek for the time that we have. I want to start from Shabbos Mevorchim, Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh. Mishneh Berurah and Siman Tov Yud Zayin Seif Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah brings down Minag Kadmoneinu Levorech Es HaChodesh B'Shabbes Shelifnei Rosh Chodesh. It's a Minag Kodum to make what we call today Shabbos Mevorchim. The Mishneh Berurah is Mamshich Ve'ein Zeh K'Kiddush HaChodesh. There's no shaykhs that the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh as a minig of Birkas HaChodesh. Why was the minig? Shemoidim lo'olam Mosa Yochul Rosh Chodesh. Now like this, the olam will know when is Rosh Chodesh. V'yizaru b'chol hilchis Rosh Chodesh. And they will be careful in all of the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. Want to explain a little bit of pshat? In the old days, was no calendars. Hi, everyone has a calendar. On the phone already, they have also the dates. Amol, people didn't know. So if in Shabbos, in the shul, you will not know that it's Rosh Chodesh, some people would not know, and they would not know to be careful in the halachas, if Yalevi Yavoi, if Musaf, Halel, Menoshim Nagu Shel Olasas Melocha B'Rosh Chodesh. So B'meile, the Shtel the Minig to Mevorich the Chodesh in Shabbos. And B'meile, people will know. It's interesting. And the Ozaru has Mashma that they will know the Halochas of Yalevi Yovoi, Halel, Melocha. And the Machzor Vitri has Mashma also that they will know the Halochas of the month. Namashal, Chanukah is in Chofei Kislev. But if you don't know when is Rosh Chodesh, you're not follow when is Chanukah. So we're not doing Shabbos Mevorchim. You will not know when Chanukah happens. He doesn't know when Asar B'Tevis happens. He will not know when Pesach happens. Purim happens. Tu B'Shvat. And the only thing, maybe Cheshvan was the only Chodesh that you really didn't have to have Shabbos Mevorchim for Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Say it up, gemacht für alles. Why in Shabbos? Ich bin like it says, in Shabbos everyone is in shul, so was ich hatim zev des minne. Aber mikol mokro, im weiss do is, dat ze choshe ve minne. And we'll see, even the Mishneh Berurah says, there's no shaykhis to kiddush ha-chodesh, and the Mishneh Berurah says, it's only that the oilom will know the halochas. We'll see from the halochas, that a lot of halochas, they shtelled, Azei v'yakidush ha-chodesh. The minig is that you don't make Shabbos Mevorchim in Chodesh Tishrei. And they learn it, Rebbe's in the Pasuk, Abakesel yom chageinu. So it has to be bedekt. Chodesh Av was different minhagim l'mayis in our days, we make Shabbos Mevorchim in Chodesh Av. The Aruch HaShulchan says a knetch. He says, why you don't do Shabbos Mevorchim for Chodesh Elul? Says not only because Bakesel Leyem Chageinu, Zog Dor Chashulchon, the reason is, what? And for Tishrei, says the reason is, you can't mention Rosh Chodesh Tishrei B'Yom Revi, Lemashu. Beduroi, Shabbatan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei B'Yom Hei. And you're not mentioning that Rosh Hashanah will be B'Yom Hei. So you can covet. Everyone's standing in shul. And Yom Chamishi is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. Some people will think maybe it's not going to have Rosh Hashanah. So what you're saying is, B'Yom Chamishi is Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So you can tell. So maybe we're going to say, as a Chashulchan, as a Pshat. You don't like it, Yosef. Say Rosh Hashanah. It's not how we call Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. I have. So So they skipped out Chodesh Tishrei. Now, the Poskim bring down with you, Mekadesh Chodesh Av, you say Chodesh Menachem Av. But the Chashulchan brings down in Eben Ezra that Menachem Av is not the name of the month. It's only a kinui lenechoma shibona bisamidash yumeira biyameinu. Now, in the next sentence that I'm saying, I don't want you to rely on Halacha, but the Nafkamina in the Ksuva, that if you forgot to write Menachem Av, could be that it's not Me'akev. Because it's not the name of the month. It's not the name of the month, Menachem Av.
Av is the name of the month?
And not what? Menachem Av, yeah.
If you write Menachem Av, then it shouldn't be.
No. The Ma'ase said this is the kinui of the month, so it's not a problem. It's the kinui. You write Menachem Av, for sure.
Mar Cheshbon?
Oh. The Ma'ase in the River is the Ephraim says that the meaning is the same Mar Cheshbon. But again, if you didn't write Mar Cheshbon, and the Ksuvah, most people don't write Mar Cheshbon, but again, I said this part of the Ksuvah I don't want. It's a different minhagim. Now, there's another zach that a lot of people don't know, and I know there's a bigger meratzis in it, but that guy's told me who goes over to the Amud. The Moshe, this Shabbos, what do you say b'shas when you mekadesh the, you say Shabbos mevorchim? What do you say when you do Shabbos mevorchim? You say, Rosh Chodesh Kislev Iye, v'yem Rishon, ומחרוסי ביום השני או נת? What? What? No. I'm asking. If it's 2 months, it's two days. You say למחרוסי, you don't say למחרוסי. So it's different minhagim, but למעשה, the poskim bring down, and למעשה, this is the achroa, that if למשל, it would be Shabbos and Sunday, so you say Rosh Chodesh Kislev Iye b'Yom HaShabbos Mochrosoi b'Yom HaRishon. But you only say Mochrosoi if it's after Shabbos. But if it's during the week, you don't say Iye b'Yom HaRishon or b'Yom HaSheni. You say Iye b'Rishon v'Sheni. Only when it's in Shabbos, so be'etzem we do the Shabbos Mevorchim and the Shabbos before. So we say Iye b'Yom HaShabbos Mochrosoi b'Yom HaRishon. If you don't say Mochrosoi, people will think maybe Rosh Chodesh is Sunday, how it works out. People don't ask questions. The few what they say, this is what happens. So to make it clear, we say, B'Shabbos u'machrosi b'yayim harishon. But not, you know, a lot of times you're in the shuls and you see that, you know, a bocher gets over to the Mekadosh Dechodesh, and he says, u'machrosi. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that there's a minig to stand B'Shas Birkas HaChodesh. The Mishneh Berurah brings that the Moker is Mogen Avrom, Dum Yed Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Shulchan Aruch Frek, it's not Emes. And Kiddush HaChodesh they said. The Gemara says, Ma Yasu Shloish Asheron Es HaChodesh, Yeshivu Shtayim Mechevrayim, Mishneh Rosh Hashone, V'yayidu Ashtayim V'yayimru. Says Klor in the Mishneh that they sit down. Zei Fahim Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So Rabbi Moshe says that after the Rosh HaBeisdin says Mekudesh, everyone stands up and they say Mekudesh. Now, Be'etzem is another reason to stand in Birkas HaChodesh, even if we stand from the beginning, Be'etzem. The Shulchan Aruch B'Shabur brings it down in Simen Tzadik Vav, that the Shliach Tzibur has to hold the Sefer Teire B'Shas Birkas HaChodesh. Shliach Tzibur holds the Sefer Teire B'Shas Birkas HaChodesh. Why? So the Makor Chaim brings down Shatfilos v'abakoshes miskablos yoisa when you hold the Sefer Teirah. I think it's in the Hezbo that we celebrate in the Shir that the Ramo brings down that it's brought down why you blow shofar on the bima. So the Amaratim thing because it's the center of the shul. Yeah, but the reason then we also have to do like the Sfarim that the Chazan will stand there. Yeah, we by us the Chazan stands in the front. So why we blow in the middle? We brought down from the Rosh and Tomid that the Kohanim in the middle of the Avodah, when it came time Shachris, they left the Evorim and the Kevesh and they went to Davin and Lishkas Agozis, they went to Davin. Why? Because the Sanhedrin said in Lishkas Agozis, I then the Mizbeach, Avodah, Elikait, but it's not a place for Davin. Davin goes with learning. The schus of the Mizbeach, with all the avoidim, with all the kedushas and maizes, don't bring up the Teirah together, up to the Shemayim. I was sitting and learning, brings up the Torah to the Shemayim. I think this is the reason by some groups of Klal Yisrael, they learn before davening, yeah? Could be more reasons. But this is the way, even in Beis HaMikdosh, the Kayanim left the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they went to Lishkas HaGozis, did the Tfilos and Iskabel, Nish and the Rosh HaMizbeach.
Going in front of Aron Kodesh.
What?
Going in front of Aron Kodesh.
Hold the Sefer Torah.
But Kiyas, you don't have to say Torah.
Mokim Shekoyrim, Shaloyim Dim Torah, not where the Torah sits. Near the Shafe?
So it could be anywhere in the
shul. No. Kriyas HaTorah, where they read the Torah? On the Bima. So there you block.
Kriyas HaTorah?
Yeah, where they learn Torah, not where the Torah stands. People love the Torah and garnished. People that learn the Torah, these are the people that is Choshev.
Why do we open our arm?
What?
Why do we open our arm during Bima study?
What?
Open the arm also.
No. We hold the Torah. Zchus HaTorah. Now, the Taz brings down, the Taz brought down in Simon Kut, as Edim Achzashek, in Pshat, that Birkas HaChodesh was a very shvach etzach. It was very shvach, because we said that the real reason is just a message that people will know the date. But it became a whole perform. But it became a ganz etzach. But ba'etzem, it's a message. So to be machshivit, they took out the Sefer Torah. Taz brings down as all different tefillahs that need a little bit help for chashivis. So you hold the Sefer Torah, and then the machzah shekel learns pshat that the Taz explains that this is the reason you hold it. And he says also it's ma'ir de kavone. Reb Moshe said that he thinks maybe the reason was that the Taz brings down and brachas memches, I think, that it will not be a sorrow for ibur hachodesh. They would bring a Sefer Torah instead. If they didn't have a Sora for Ibur HaChodesh, they would bring a Sefer Torah. But you have to know, the Poskim bring down, and I saw in the Yisrael brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, that it's a Choshev and Minig to hold the Sefer Torah and not to be mezalzel on this Minig. Yes, in Pshite. The problem is, a lot of times in the Shtiblach, the next Minig needs the Sefer Torah. So a lot of times, like really in Maftir even, you know, before the Hagma ready, they grab it to the next minion. But this minion didn't do it Birkas HaChodesh. So they say, we need it to hold it B'Shas Birkas HaChodesh. The others say, Tichat HaTzibura. Tichat HaTzibura, let him to wait. He didn't finish. You need a Sefer Torah. It's not a Minekal. So I'm Chaim Kanievsky, he's already choose Kadmonim. You have to have the Sefer Torah. What would be if a mistake, they forgot that it's Shabbos Mevorachim, and they put the Sefer Torah back in? To take out the Sefer Torah or not? You have to know, the Chochmah is when it happens in Shul, to know the answer. Shazaman Abach told me, the Chochmah is not when all the Shailas come up. A person of Bikta Chochmah has to have every Shaila Mesudah in his head. Comes in Shul? So the Maestro, the person say not to take out the Sefer Torah, because Be'etzim it's all the Stam Inyan. I saw some of the Heidegger want to say that it's better that they will say it in Mincha. But you have to know, this is only if it's a community that everyone comes to Shul and Mincha in the same. But if you leave it in Mincha, then the Olam and Mincha are in different places, so you'll be left without Birkas HaChodesh. That is a minhag that everyone knows, to know the Moilad. They say that even Bezman Beis HaMikdash, when the Mekadesh the Chodesh, the Beis Din will find out the Moilad before they said Mekudesh. Could be the Stam found out, and could be the reason they would find out was really to make the Cheshboines if Taka de Levona Yecholo Liroes Boisa Azman Anat. But Lemaisa, all the Poskim say that we go to feed the Moilad in Eretz Yisrael. And you open the Luach Eretz Yisrael, you say, a Moilad here. And it's not in America. In America, the Moilad will be in a different time. They will see it in a different time. But again, because we're going to be some Mikdosh, B'Shazda, the Mekadesh, they had to know that Moilad. So here also we go to feed this Moilad. Now, as a minute to say, Misha also Nisim La Abiseinu, regardless of Ma'avdus L'Cheirus, Chaveim Kol Yisrael, V'Noim Aromein. The Levush brings down, what is the Shaychas? Misha also Nisim La Abiseinu, regardless of Ma'avdus L'Cheirus, what is the shaychus? The first yirotzen is gishmak. The second yirotzen is gishmak. Why Mishos on Nisim? So the Levush, Sefer Karmon, he brings down that the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael, when it's Taveh, when in Mitzrayim, is a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. Right? Rashi says in Bereishis that they had to start from a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. The first mitzvah is a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. So in the first Geula, was Mishos on Nisim Le'Aviseinu V'Gohalo Yisom Me'Avgus L'Cheirus was Mishas, the biggest HaChoydesh, the Kiddush HaChoydesh of the first time. So every time when we Oisik in Rosh Chodesh, we try to Me'er the Schus to have a Geula Nochamol. This is the reason we say Mishos on Nisim Le'Aviseinu.
Is Mishos like
Kiddush HaChoydesh? No. We're davening. Like it happened then, now is the time we Me'er again to daven on the Geula.
It's a Sedbi Yechidus.
Also, you don't take out a simple thing. In the winter, Lemaisa, you say Kshomim Beitam is a big argument in every shul. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was Machria that even in Chodesh Chesh, when you say Kshomim Beitam, Chutzlots is a whole different shaila. I never looked into it, so I don't know the answer. I don't know if they say Kshomim Beitam in Chodesh Chesh or not. Stam or not, but I don't know. And Eretz Yisrael, the same Chutzlots Yisrael, Kshomim Beitam. What? I don't know. And Eretz Yisrael, anyway. The Maaser Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that in Chodesh Cheshvan, while half of the Chodesh we daven for rain, you say Kshomim Beitam. And also in Chodesh Nisan, he says to say Kshomim Beitam, even though it's only for half of the month. Now, we daven also Chaim sheyesh bo emir ha-shomayim v'ir ha-schet Chaim shel oisher v'kovoy Chaim shetehei banu av ha-stoiro v'ir ha-shomayim. So the world, Frank Takashe, you say Chaim sheyesh bo emir ha-shomayim v'ir ha-schet Gir ha-shomayim v'ir ha-schet Chaim shel oisher v'kovoy Chaim sheyesh bo avastayr v'ir ha-shomayim. Why you daven twice v'ir ha-shomayim? So there's three terutzim, three famous terutzim. One teretz the world says, more like the teretz, that after oisher v'kovoy, you need nocham ol v'ir ha-shomayim. You have v'ir ha-shomayim, but v'sikum dish oisher v'kovoy, you have to daven again v'ir ha-shomayim. And it's true. Another teretz says, first you daven v'ir ha-shomayim. The second time you daven for Avas Yir HaShomayim. Avas Teira V'Yir HaShomayim. So the Yir HaShomayim Nebach. And so the Avas Yir HaShomayim. But the real Teretz is, I heard once, I'm not so sure exactly, but I heard it in the Levaya, from the Mishu Shmuel Shapira, when Rav Meir Soloveitchik was Maspid. He said, he didn't say, I'm not sure if he said the whole vote, I said the Bochot HaAsim, it was not clear if he said it, arguing who owns the vault exactly. The first part, for sure, he said. That he said in the Levaya from Rabbi Shmuel Shapira that when he was young, he asked Rabbi Shmuel Shapira a shayle. He doesn't remember he asked the shayle, Rabbi Shmuel answered, or Rabbi Shmuel asked and he answered. Say, all this vikor is on the first half of the vault. Second half is not, I'm not so sure if he said or I said. But on the first part of the vault, that we say in the morning, we say in davening, "Ma'av na Hashem lekeinu zdi b'ser osecha b'finu." V'ni anachnu tzayinu tzayam zol kulanu yoyde shmecho v'loim de terosecha lishmo. What is the tefillah? V'ni anachnu tzayinu tzayam zol b'yisrael kulanu yoyde shmecho v'loim de terosecha lishmo. Bishleime, you know, maybe you say, "Boruch ata Hashem b'yire pri ha'etz v'ni ha'ir ha'shomayim." No shaychus, right? The biggest atayra is a brocha on the Teira. If it's a brocha on the Teira, why you mix in the harev no Hashem Elokeinu is divrei serosecho, v'ni anachnu v'tzatzayim z'amchol, yoydei shmecho, v'loim v'tirosecho lishmo. Loim v'tirosecho lishmo, yeah. But yoydei shmecho, what does not get the biggest atayra? Maybe Hashem Yisrael is al atil aslulov, v'shini yetzadikim. No shaychus. V'al v'Hashem yoydei shmecho, v'loim v'tirosecho lishmo. So he said that it says in the Haftorah, we read this Haftorah three times, the Poranusa, we say, הכהנים זיבחו לבעל, הנביאים ניבו לבעל, תויפסי התוירו לא ידעוני. The Novi says, the Averis of Klal Yisrael, הנביאים ניבו לבעל, תויפסי התוירו לא ידעוני. We see that as a bazunder zach, that לא ימדי התוירה have a special עיר השומיים. Special מדרגי עיר השומיים, for לא ימדי התוירה. So b'meile, when a person makes a brocha on the Torah, he dav is a special tefillah, v'ni anachnu v'tzatzoeinu, kulonu yoidei shmecho. Ozatay nevirmiyohu, it's in Yirmiyohu peregimel, toivse ha-toiro lo yodouni. So v'ayist is toivse ha-toiro, have to have a special ira shomayim. So we dav in v'arev, no Hashem elokeinu es divis irusecho, v'ni anachnu kulonu yoidei shmecho. Toivse ha-toiro lo yodouni. We want to be toivse ha-toiro, yes yodouni. This is Pashat. So b'meile, I think this is the Pshat. Chaim sheyesh b'mir ha-shamayim v'ir ha-schayt. Chaim shelo isho v'chovet. Chaim sheteibonu avas teire v'ir ha-shamayim. Ir ha-shamayim noch teire, is andere ir ha-shamayim. It's not ir ha-shamayim for tzadikim. Lo madrege. Aber it's not ir ha-shamayim for loim di teire. So we first have Chaim sheyesh b'mir ha-shamayim. Chaim sheyesh b'mir isho v'chovet. And Chaim, that I'm Av Aster, Avir HaShomayim.
Some
say like that. That Yoyde Shmi goes on Shem is Hashem. That the Teir is... Erev, this Shabbos Mevorchim. Then comes Erev Rosh Chodesh. This year was Fakar. But the Mishneh Berurah brings down that Yesh Misanim. ויש אויסים יום כיפר קוטן. I think in Yeshiva today they did a יום כיפר קוטן. זוג דם ישנבור, why you do a יום כיפר קוטן? לפי שבוי מסקפרים כל האבוינו של החוידש, דום ידע סעיר ראש חוידש, הוא יאב סויר של ראש יום הכיפורים, הוא יאב סויר ראש חוידש. וכדי אמרינן במוסף, זמן כפורו לכל תולדויסון. And the B'siyayis brings down, תולדויסון means חוידשיים. זוג דמישנה ברורה, וכוסבו הספורים, שאף מי שאינו מסענה, מכל מקום יירה לעשו יש תשובו ביום זה, כמו בערב ראש השון. So a person has to know, you can do it tomorrow yet, but in ערב ראש השון, and as they in ערב ראש השון, you have to do תשובה on the Averis for the year, and ערב ראש חוידש, you have to do תשובה on the Averis of the חוידש, ובזה ודאי יסקפר לו. Then Rosh Chodesh comes. So in Tfilas Arvis, we say, Yale V'yovot. Now the Mishneh Berurah brings down, and Simen Reish Lamedvov, that before Ma'ariv, before Shmoneh Esre, you clap, and you say Yale V'yovot. It's only by night and not by day. By day, you have to be Masmich Geul in the Tfilah. By night, also you have to be masmich, but while it's tzerich ha-tfileh, you're allowed to. Why you say it? What is the mocker to clap? What is the mocker to clap? Why not? Let the oilim to know, yeah? Some people, I think, clap also. I saw the Saint Talamot, or some people clap. Yeah. Some people clap when they say, oh, man, it's different minogim, yeah? But what is time to... I want to explain. It's a big shayla. I'm going to ask you a shayla. I don't know the answer. If someone can be mevarad the aloche. The mocker of Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba brings down. Kosta b'shibu le'aleket. Ma she'noagu b'leil ha'kneses. B'z ha'kneses. B'rosh chodesh b'tfil ha'sar b'zkeinim ha'lacha. She'acho azan ma'achiz rosh chodesh. V'atzibur oinim le'sosinu le'simcha. Lo yimishum kiru she'chodesh no'agu, ken? אלו שיעודם זוכו להספל על יאללה ויוברי. ואוי בבני אנושים שיוזריזים להפסיק במלאכתו. ואז זה בשבס מבורכים. So you had a tzad, as a kiddush, says it's not. The shayla is like this. It's enough to clap without to say יאללה ויוברי or not. Be'etzim, it's a hefsek. What was a minute, people will know. If you give a clap, is enough? Or maybe a clap? I'll make the shtark a shayla. Amol, I was in charge. Ben Azmanim, I was as a Kein Gabe. Kein Gabe. They asked me, I'll learn upon a bitch. I came from Ben Azmanim, they asked me to be a Gabe. Remember, Stam, first Shabbos, I was a Gabe. So after my Lel Shabbos, I took out the Sefer Torah and I was rolling the Sefer Torah to Mesader it. So my father passed near me. He says, Hotel em tzorchi tzibu vehem koli me'aleim. Adoni Moishe kloem. Hotel em tzorchi tzibu vehem koli me'aleim. If you want Elder to make that nothing will come out of them, give them tzorchi tzibu. This was the Musa my father gave me when I became a Gabe for the Ben Azmanim. It's the last Ben Azmanim, I was a Gabe. So I knew that I have to, Rosh Chodesh, I have to yell. Someone clapped before I managed to yell. He clapped me eyes. The kids. I'm allowed to yell Yalevi Yovo, or it's already a hefsek now? She gave him a clap. No. The kid already clapped before the Omer, he clapped already. He clapped already. Now the Shaila is, if it's the Indian to be machiz, I'm allowed to. If not, it's a hefsek.
Clap again.
No, the clap again is all this epis. I'm asking if it's an Indian to say Yalevi Havoi. What? This is the shtel of the Gabe. This is the shayla. But this is the value. A lot of times.
It's
a shayla of mafsig. You talk in between Ashkivenu and Shmonesra. I'm asking, you talk.
Clap is not at the right time.
No, but I'm asking a shayla. You make it as that to talk. They know already. The tzibur knows Yalevi Yovei now. I'm saying again. I'm assuming if it's enough to clap. Better to say. The shayla is if someone clapped. We have to have achro. You're allowed to be mafsik or not.
Let's say no one clapped. If you
clap,
then...
So I have a suffix if clapping is enough or not. Oh, but I'm allowed to say. You might not have another way to do it. I'm not mechoy. Lo meshaneh lemoshe. The Kaf HaChaim says, it brings down, that was a minig, a kadmoinim, that the shots were daven quick, that he could yell Yalevi Yovei. To remind the Olam, so he daven a little bit quick. No, Shmonesre, and he yelled Yalevi Yovei. The Kaf HaChaim says, why we make such a fuss? People will forget Yalevi Yovei. No? Well, he brings down that Misha Shochach Lomar Yalevi Yovei Yidag Kol HaChodesh. It's a bad simon for the whole month. Even Yalevi Yovei by night. By night, most people forget because anyway, by the evening, you don't have to be chayzer. So the minig is that they'll forget. They'll have some. Paul says, it's about the minig. About the minig. Yes. You have to wash first. Aber lemaisa zeh steht in Kaf HaChaim. That a person that forgets Yalevi Yovei, Yidag Kol HaChodesh. And b'meile, he says, klo, even by night. This is the reason they made such a akpode that people will remember to say Yalevi Yovei by night. We'll go weiter. It's nagia a lot of times, some people daven Ma'ariv early. We already spoke against it. It's not the mokum that again to be Ma'ariv, Baruch Hashem. Most people stop to daven Ma'ariv early. But some people daven Ma'ariv early. The shaila is, what happens if Rosh Chodesh is in Shabbos and they're davening Ma'ariv early? To say Alevi Yovei or not? To say Alevi Yovei or not? Thus is clear that if Rosh Chodesh is Friday and they're davening Ma'ariv early, not to say Alevi Yovei in Ma'ariv. It's a tarte de sas. Because b'Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tov Resh Tzadik Gimel Sifkot and Dalet B'Teich HaDvarim and the Shara Tzion there he says that you have to. Why? The Mishnah Berurah he says the Mispal El Ma'ariv Koidem in Purim he says Al Anisim. And Shara Tzion he says what is this mocker? As they be it's poshut when someone daves Ma'ariv early in Rosh Chodesh and Erev Shabbos he says Yalevi Yovei. No one said that not to. So for sure, who had the Bepurim, if you daven Ma'ari before the time, say Al Anisim. And Shut Eretz Atzvi brings down that the Imre Emes didn't say Yalla B'Yavoy. He said there's no musig of Tosefes Rosh Chodesh. Maybe you can't say Yalla B'Yavoy. But the Maise, the Olam Arnoi yes to say, and I found out even in Gul, Eretz Yisrael, they don't make an early Shabbos, but in London they have a shtibul to make an early Shabbos. And the Maise, the meaning there is that if you daven Mincha of Shabbos early, you do say Yalla V'Yavoy. You do say Yalla V'Yavoy and Ma'ariv that you daven Mincha.
If you didn't say, you would have to be doing Kol
HaChodesh? Yeah. If you have to say.
If you don't say.
If the psak is not to say, you don't have to be doing. If you have to say, what would be if someone forgot Yalla V'Yavoy by night? So the Gemara says Lemaisa and Broches that you don't choizer. By night you're not choizer because Ein Mekachim is a choidesh balaylo. And even if they're both nights of Rosh Chodesh, you also don't say. It's Be'etzer Machlekes in the Gemara there. But Lemaisa, this is the way Tesis and Broches Paskins, and the Flamin and Mudbeis, and Lemaisa, Tesis and Bidechosid, we Lemaisa don't say. It's Machlekes. Why we don't say B'teras Vadai the second night, or B'teras Sofek, the first night is in Mek. If you remember, before you said Baruch Ato Hashem Amachzir, before the Hashem, you go back to Yalla V'Yavoy. But if you said Hashem, you finish the Broche, you don't say even Amdeni Chukecho. And you also don't say it in the end of Davke. What if a person didn't know the Aloche, and he taught in Rosh Chodesh that you have to go back? So he went back. Not in the middle of davening. After davening, he forgot Yalla V'Yavoy by Ma'ariv. He didn't know the halacha that by Ma'ariv you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, and he started to daven again. The halacha is he has to stop. In Shachris, if you forget Yalla V'Yavoy, you have to be Chayza. Where? You have to stop in the middle. In Shachris, you have to be Chayza for Yalla V'Yavoy, B'meile. If you before Baruch Ato Hashem, you go back to Yalla V'Yavoy. After Hashem, you say, L'amdei Mechukecho, and you go back to Yalla V'Yavoy. If you already finished the Machzor Shechinose before Moedim, you say Yalla V'Yavoy dear. After Moedim, you go back to Ratzei. If you finish davening, you have to daven again. If you didn't finish the daven, so you go back to Ratzei. So it's a very interesting machlekes, a big machlekes, the briskes, but the Chaim Kanievsky, Chazanish, Shmuel Zalman. What would be if a person forgot Yalla V'Yavoy? He's holding an Elokai Netzor. But he didn't finish yet Tachnunim, so he's allowed to go back to Ratzei. They start to say Kedusha. If he wants to answer Kedusha, he has to say Yul Rotzi Nim Refi and to answer the Kedusha. But then, he will have to go back Shmoneh Esre. What to do? Chaim Kanievsky says that, I'm not so sure, I'm mixing him up. One of them says, while if he will say Yul Rotzain, he will have to go back, just don't answer Kedusha. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you're allowed to answer Kedusha, and it's not called Yimasiach Das in the Shmoneh Esre. It's a big chiddush. The first Yule Rotten is not a problem because you plan to say Elokai Netzor after it. Shliach Tzibur that forgets Yalla V'Yavoy b'tfilas Lachash, he doesn't have to repeat, he could follow Zachaf Chazor Sashatz. Even if he forgot and he's holding a middle Shmonesa after Moedim, Iker Adin, he's allowed to rely on Chazor Sashatz. What would be if he forgot Chazor Sashatz? If he finished davening, if he finishes davening, so the halacha is he doesn't have to be choizer, he could rely on Musaf. He could rely on Musaf. About a yochid that didn't say in Shachris, what happened to Yochid that didn't say in Shachis, but said in Musaf, the halacha is the maise, the poiskim hold that he has to choizer. But the Shliach Tzibur could rely on Musaf. Shliach Tzibur could rely on Musaf. Both. Now, as a big machleik is, what if a person is in a place that has no sidurim? He doesn't remember to say Yalev Yavre. He doesn't know the nusach of Yalev Yavre. Shmonesa, he thinks he remembers. He's allowed to daven Shmonesa without Yalev Yavre or not. It happens a lot of times. You go away, it's Rosh Chodesh, Mincha. You don't remember Yalev Yavre. In a place, there's no sidur. What to do? You're allowed to daven or not? So Rav Zilberstein, there's a koivitz bevakshe teire, b'shnas tov shinunei, simen kuf yudches, he wanted to declare in the shiloh we mentioned already once from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Remember we mentioned Rav Moshe said, I think Rav Moshe came out before, says, klo, that Shabbos was Chodesh. A person doesn't remember the nusach of tikanto Shabbos. Ata yitzarto. Rav Moshe says, Daven tefillah Shabbos without Ata Yitzarto. Shabbos is one tefillah, Shchodesh is the second tefillah. This is what Rav Zilberstein wanted to say. Daven without Yalev Yavre. You're right, but Ata Yalev Yavre you have to daven again. Oh, but the tefillah is a tefillah. And the next kavis after it, everyone sent letters against it. But I think the Iker HaPsak is that the Yavre, if you don't remember the Nusach of Yalev Yavre and you're stuck, daven without that. It happens much more times than Yalev Yavre. Just Yalev Yavre, for sure, it's not Me'akev, so it's not a problem.
You have to know who
is. The meaning is that you say Amen after Zochreinu Bei Letoiva, Fogdeinu Bei Livrocha, Vesheinu Bei Lechaim. But these Amens are not really Amens that you have to say. The Melel Moshe, Melel Psukhe de Zimre, you don't say them. Now, Lemais in Rosh Chodesh, we say Hallel. A big machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch, if you make a brocha and the Hallel or not. The Shail is Be'etzem, totally in two Zachen. Why Bichlal we say Hallel in Rosh Chodesh? The Me'iri says, she is parsem lakol she Rosh Chodesh. Nish klo what he means. Some boys can say because the Chiddush HaLevona is a zecher to Klal Yisrael, to the Geula of Klal Yisrael. Not so clear on what is the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. What is the excitement? Even about we'll see, it's like a Yom Tov, you have to Laharbi Seudos. But Nish Klof, what is exactly the Hallel? Lemaiz, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Yesh Eimrim She'atzibur Mevorchim Olav Betchila Vasoif, V'yesh Eimrim She'ein Atzibur Mevorchim. וכן נהגים בכל ארץ ישראל. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tov Kofcho. וקוראים ההלל בדילוק, בן ביוחי במציבו ויש אוהם שהציבו מבורך עליו לקרויס ההלל. ולבסוף יעללוכו, והיוחי אין מבורך. ויש אוהם שאף הציבו אין מבורך. וזהו דס הרמב״ם וכן נהגים בכל מלכוס ארץ ישראל. זה מחבר, הספרדים say nay, and the רמוס says, ויש אמרים, וגם יוחיד מבורך עליו. וכן נהגים במדינת אלו. ומכל מקום, לכתחילה, to read it בציבור. כזבה סום שיט הזאת על עוני בציבור. אז במילא, and the רמוס, he brings down, ויש אמרים, וכשיוחיד קורא, הוא אמר לשניים, שאמרים הוא ראשי הפרוקים. הוידו להשם, is the Indian that this is called, even when it's three people, to do it. The meaning is you do it in Leila Seder and all these places. You say, Hodu Lashem, and the people answer after you. Lemaise Bnei Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael, everyone makes a broche. By the Chassidim, some minhagim take that you don't make a broche. And Brisk, but Bedarklad, they ask someone else to be moitzi them. If you daven, most of the briskers themselves, because the pshat is, I want to explain. They hold like Shita Sarambam. Skrov explained that when a person learns, there's an inin to follow. The male of Shita Sarambam is not to make a broche, so they try to ask someone else to be moitzi. In Masechet Soifrim, it's brought down, the tour brings it down, שצורך לקרוא הלל בנעימה. You have to read it nicely. From there, the minig comes to sing some songs when you read the halal. It's not about a batish minig. It's an inyan. Shekoyrim oisoy b'neime. The Nefesh Chaya brings down that the mokor to sing is from the Yalkut and Shir Hashirim. Hashmieini es koylech behalal. Ki koylech orev behoidu la'ashem. It's developed as a knetch. Hashmieini es koylech behalal, gishmak. אבל בהידו להשם, דיר תקי, everyone is מקביל to sing, כי קוי לחורף. תשובה זה הנוגס brings down that he had a קבולה from the Goen, that was a special מהלך of the songs to sing, בשעס that they said ההלך. Now, the tour brings down that there's a minute to say בורך נפשי. The tour brings it down, and סימן קופלה מת גימל. There's a couple reasons why to say בורך נפשי. Some say because in Boruch Nafshi it says Oso Yoreach Lamoyadim, and the Maaser Rav says because this is the Shir Shel Yoim that the Beis Hamikdash they said on Musaf, and the Maharam Ipano says because it's like a Shira. It's different minhagim. A lot of people say both. This is the best thing to do. The Maaser Minhag Agro is only to say Boruch Nafshi. So I want to explain a little bit. You know, by the Chassidim, the Moshul, Nusach Sfarad, even in Yontef, they say the Numo Shir Shel Yoim. The people that are knowing like the Gro, is a Shir Shel Yoim Shel Agro. If you know, what is the Pshat? What they said in Beis HaMikdosh? Nusach Sfarad or the Gro? Teretz is. Both are right. And Korban Shachar, they said, Ayoyim Yom Rishim V'Shabes, Sheinim V'Shabes, Shlishim V'Shabes. And Korban Musaf, they said the Shir, but the Goyen brings down. This is the reason some people are Amiratzim, they go to Sfarad place, and by the Sfarad they say Shir Shel Yoim after Shachris. So when they think they're smart, they say they're the Shir Shel the Goyen, yeah? Golish Mitnisht. On Nusach Sfarad, he davens by the Ashkenazim, but he says the Shir Shel Yoim instead of the Shir Shel the Goyen, he says the Shir Shel Yoim. This say after Shachris. But to have both. Now, the marshal, by a lot of the Chassidish places, I dive in the marshal in Vishnitz, so they say, in Rosh Chodesh, they say Shir Shel Yoim, and then they say Baruch Nafshi. And they're Mishnah Berurah, and they write. They feed the tour, Os Yireach Lamoyadim, the Maharam Ipano. But they feed the Gro, it's better even that to say Baruch Nafshi after Musaf. Because the Shir Shel Yoim, if Baruch Nafshi is not after Shachris. So the best thing is after Shachris to say the Numo Shir Shel Yoim. This is the reason the Goyen Lamashal said only to say Baruch Nafshi. As if Alamol, the Goyen says you only say the Musaf, you don't say the two of the Shir Shel Yoims. This is the reason the Goyen. Now, there's another halacha that in Rosh Chodesh the minig is to take off the tefillin before Musaf. If you forgot and you didn't take it out before Musaf, and you daven Musaf le'aleinu with tefillin, you don't have to daven Musaf again. But even you don't have to daven Musaf again. Why you have to take off the tefillin? The b'siyoyse brings down the simen chofei, u'b'yayim reshchoy l'shnoagu oilom lachlu is tefillin koyden tefillas ha-Musaf. Shomati she'atamu, mishum she'oimrim bo'is ha-tefillo keser. Nusach Sfarad, they say in the Kaddish, Keser. V'ein nochon liris ba'oyso shor Keser the tefillin. You can't have two ksorim. The Radbaz says that the reason not to wear tefillin in Musaf is al pi soid and I can't write it. And he says also because tefillin, you say Keser, and tefillin nimshel lekeser, and you can't have two ksorim biyachad. And even that Yochi davens Musaf, he doesn't say keser, only in Chazor Sashat. But it's a zman sheroi lekeser. The Bar brings down from the Zohar, ameniach tefillin b'Musaf chayev mise. heard once from a Mefor Shmulevi, it's a Givaldi Kazach. He said, people think like, he said, he speaks like, Mefor Shmulevi, he's against people taking vitamins. Why? Like, he called me all about that. He's against vitamins. Why against vitamins? He said, if the doctor says they're good, he doesn't have a problem. But what people say, Im lo yai, lo yazik. Yeah? So, what? He said, if you believe that a vitamin could make you better, so it means it's so powerful that it could make you better, maybe it could kill you. How you could believe that the vitamin could give you energy? So it means the vitamin could do something in your body, right? Maybe that kills. And this vitamin is garnish. The most it will give me a little bit of koyach. What do you mean the most it will give you a koyach? If it could give a koyach, it also could kill. Legami, what I'm saying. If you think Tifa is gerech, yeah? I'm not saying it's right not to take vitamins, but the loneliness is gerech. So, b'meile, you have to understand, we're in a very schwach hazah. And kaze davar. Tefillin is oilomis. You put the oilomis in the wrong place, you die. I don't know, one of the gedolim said that, not people that are sitting here, but push the people that put on tefillin and musaf, they will not die, yeah? Sayyidish can tefillin, yeah? But if you put on tefillin, it poil the ilamas. And you crash in the keser. Lemaise, even Nusach Ashkenaz, that don't say keser, they also do not put on tefillin. Because it's not the pshat that we don't hold that musaf is roi le keser. Just we have a pachat to say the keser, so we don't say the keser. Where's the nafkamin and all of that? First time, it's good to know, though. You go around, people, why you take up to the musaf? Think too long, it's nishkidai, yeah? Gufnoki, people think. It happens a lot of times, some people go to shtiblach. And he hears in the other shtibl, the davening musaf, and they say, Kaddish of Keser. Kaddish of Keser. And he's davening shachis. He's allowed to say Kaddish of the Keser or not? The first can say, no, you have to move that feeling. And then to say Kaddish al Kessel. You can't say Kaddish, Kedusha shel Kessel with tefillin. Now, when you take off the tefillin, there's a stir in the Mishneh Berurah. I like the stir at the Melamed Tzchus. The Mishneh Berurah in Nichos tefillin says you take it off after the Kaddish. And there's a whole big rush, yeah? But we'll get it. And Nichos Rosh Chodesh, he says you take it off in Uva Letzir. Why Taki is such a rush? The Shevet Alevi brings down that we don't want there will be a hefsek in between the Kaddish and the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, every time the Mishneh Berurah brings down the halacha that when you take off tefillin shel Rosh to tie it, organize it, put it in the zekel, and then to take off tefillin shel Yad. Not to take off two tefillin and then to put them in the zekel. Why? Because if you do that, the Mishneh Berurah, sometimes you can switch the order. Tomorrow morning, so some say that even in Rosh Chodesh, even before the Kaddish, first to take off the tefillin shel Rosh, to put it in the zekel, and then to put it down. Some people just take it out and put it on the back. We have to know, Amor Zachshash, it could fall down. Now, another zach. Noagu anoshim, she'eino is oisais meloche b'Rosh Chodesh. The Moker is Pirkei de Rablezer. The Moker is Pirkei de Rablezer. Why the Noshim have a minig not to do meloche in Rosh Chodesh? Because the ladies didn't want to give the jewelry for the Egel. So bischar zeh, we gave them a yontif. Why dafke Rosh Chodesh? Zog the tur from his brother Reb Yude. Reb Yude achi atur. The Moyadim is keneged the Oves. Pesach keneged Avrom. Lushi ve'asi ugois. Shvuas keneged Yitzchok. Yiblod ha'shoifo. Remez lematen teire. Sukkos neged Yankev. Ve'isa sukoiso. It's also the inyonim is a lot, but I'm saying now, mamish, the lower level. Yeah? Two of them. Zog der Yudbeis Roshe Chodoshim is keneged Shifte Yisrael. Now the Rosh Chodesh is called the Moyed. It's the first time that it's brought down. More in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis brings down two tough Yutes. The Meila, when so you Rosh Chodesh is the Chodoshim of the Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim. When the Shvatim were Choyte, so they gave the Yontif to the wives that they were not Choyte and the Egel. The Abed Ram says more from that because the Mishkan was built in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Noshim on Isdares to give the Mishkan, so we gave them. So this is one reason why Noagu Am Noshim Shalilas is Melochim Rosh Chodesh. Yes, Oimrim, a different reason, Shebizman Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do Meloche, like Tesis says in Arvei Psochim, Tesis in Bokim Shenoagu, that Bizman that the Pesach was Korev was a Isur Meloche. Now, Meikar Adin you're allowed to do Meloche, Noagu Am Noshim Shalilas is Meloche. The Bura Loche clears a very interesting clear. What would be a lady that just is born now? She wants to know if she's allowed to do melacha or not. She doesn't have yet a minig. She has to or not. Zog de biur halacha, nearly that every lady has to be makbid not to do melacha. A long biur halacha, the first biur halacha and tof yutes, and tof yutzayim. Just what? How much? It's totally in the minig. But epis, every lady has to be makbid. This is the Achor of the Chofetz Chaim. This is the reason that, I don't know if you realize, I don't know how it goes in the States, but I know in Eretz Yisrael, all of the schools in Rosh Chodesh finish 12 o'clock. In America doesn't? What Sunday did it say? What Sunday did it say?
White shirt.
Well, we'll get to the white shirt. This is very important. These two things are very important. Chanukah or Chodesh? So, why are you thinking Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that Rosh Chodesh they finish early? The answer is, the reason they finish early is, so the teachers work a little bit less. It's a mini vacation. This is what Mishabuah says, the Noshim have to epis to take off. We'll go about. You know, the minhagim of Klal Yisrael are so choshuv to be makbidan. Because the minute that the schools finish early, don't change the minig. Now, as a minig, mitzvah leharbois b'se'udah b'Rosh Chodesh. It's a simen tof yutes, a very short simen. It's two very short simanim in Shulchan Aruch. One of them is to eat b'lev malke, and one is to eat tof yutes. Tov yutes uboy seif echad mitzvah leharbis besudas Rosh Chodesh. So it's brought down the time I'm in Hogim because so much people are mezalzel in this halacha, so the Shulchan Aruch decided to give him a simen. You have to understand, whole Or HaChaim is 800 and something simanim. A thousand simanim, tov reish. If every meal will get a simon, you know how much simon you all have? Mitzvah leharbis besudas Rosh Chodesh. The Indian, the mocker is, the Yerushalmi brings down. Now, the Shaila is, it says that Rosh Chodesh is called the Moyed. But what is the mocker? So one mocker to bring down. David HaMelech, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph brings down, Ki Zevach Mishpacha Lanu, was Rosh Chodesh. Kol Mezonayit HaShadom Ktsuvim Lo Yichutz Misudas Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos V'Yontef. Some say that the reason that it's a Suda in Rosh Chodesh, it's Zecher that the Seudas Gdoilis, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah said, that they made big parties for the Edim that came to see the Chodesh. V'sudas g'doyles ayu oisim lehem. So zeichet to that sudas g'doyles, we make a suda. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's no chiv to eat bread. It's a Gemara b'etzem. The Gemara says, why you don't have to repeat Yalevi Yavo in Birkas Hamazon? Because you're not mechuyev to eat bread. The Ran holds you have to eat bread. The Stipler would give wine. He says it's a hacker. So the Stipler and his family in Rosh Chodesh, everyone got to drink a little bit of wine. And this is Be'etz and the donuts. you have something special you give for Rosh Chodesh is enough. The style will pour a little bit of wine and we'll give everyone from the family. Now in Sefer Seder HaYoyim it says to wear nicer clothes in Rosh Chodesh. The Goyen wore his Shabbos clothes, his Shabbos hat in Rosh Chodesh. He was Medayik Apasuk. It's about that Maaser Rav. Ulebinyomin Nosan Chamisho Chalifois. And the Goyen said, Chamisho Chodesh Moed Shabbos. Chodesh Moed Shabbos. So it's the Inyan Rosh Chodesh to have nicer clothes. So when you see all the kids go to school in Cheder with white shirts, I know it's my friend of mine, we gave him an aisle, and he wanted to stop it. He said, some Shurdik and Munich, white shirts, for what? So first is also, like we said, is the Inyan that people will remember that it was Rosh Chodesh. Especially in the Tkufas, there was no calendars. But Be'etzim is the Inyan. Is it Tzavas Rabbi Yudah HaChosid not to take haircuts in Rosh Chodesh, not to cut nails in Rosh Chodesh? Lemaisa is stirs in the Mishneh Brura. Lemaisa, the meaning is to try to be makpid, not to take haircuts in Rosh Chodesh. If it's Chal in Erev Shabbos, also, Me'ikar Adin is a stir. Be'pashas, the Mishneh Brura is mashma, and even in Erev Shabbos. Be'chad Sheni, in the Sfira, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Chal be'Erev Shabbos, Mishneh Brura says you could take a haircut. But dear the Miyashiv, while you can't take it in different times, so the Mela, it's covered Shabbos, the Mamatir. I'll be stopped to try not to take a haircut Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Erev Shabbos, try to take it before. Again, if you didn't take before, if you're allowed to shave in Rosh Chodesh, it's Machlekes HaPoskim, if it's Erev Shabbos. If it's not Erev Shabbos, not to take. I want to finish with one more halacha that is nagea specific to this week. It's a halacha like this. If someone eats in Shabbos, Shalashudas, and he benches much late, the halacha is, he says, Ratzeh. Because the beginning of the Suda was in Shabbos. What would be if someone eats before Rosh Chodesh, and in the middle of it becomes Rosh Chodesh, he says, Yale v'yavri. Because we go also Basar d'Soif. What would be if a person starts to eat this week, Motzi Shabbos, Shalashudas, he eats Suda Shabbos, and he carries on eating to the night. Now what he will do? You will say Alevi Yavar, you will say Ratzei. You say Ratzei, it's Shabbos. You say Alevi Yavar, it's Rosh Chodesh. So I heard a story today, and someone, I don't want to say his name. There's a Choshev Yid, he would eat long, long. You know, he had a big dish. And when he would finish, he said also Ratzei and also Alevi Yavar. They asked him, how you do both? So when I said Ratzei, it's Noch Shabbos. Now, already, when I came to Yalevi Yavo, Shegivan became weak there. Yeah, well, it's Nishtaze. So, Lemaise, the Mishneh Brura holds to be makpid this Shabbos not to eat pas after Chasheicho. Not to eat bread after Chasheicho. As a machlekes, the Piskechuvas, by him it's Pasha, that means only after Tzeze Kichovim. That you're allowed to eat b'nashmoshes. The frumas, already from 13 minutes after shkia, and even from shkia, they try not to. But for sure, after nacht, after 18 minutes already, not to eat bread. If you ate bread, so then it's a shaila what to do. Some say that to do only alevi yavri. Only as they say the Mishneh Brura. Mishneh Brura says, if you ate Shalashudas bread before Shkia, and then you had a long Shalashudas and you ate bread by night, to say only Alevi Yavai. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is mashmir to say both. With some taka that will makbi to eat dafka by night and to say only Alevi Yavai. And the reason is, I want to explain to you why. You say Alevi Yavai is not so me'akiv, but me'ikir adin we go basal seifa seuda. We know also to go basar that chole, but the ikar apsak is we go basar sefer seuda. Mele again, the machmirim are makbi takif from shkia, but the ma'aser the pisketshuva says that you could be makel till tzeisa kichovim, but for sure on the light of the shir, the 18 minutes, not more from that, I will not eat bread after that.
What do you do on a regular if you daven Meir in the middle of
Shalom? This is what he asked. If you say Baruch Hamad,
Shmur says Zibor Hamad, you don't say Ritzay Ben. Zibor Hamad,
that's the
right thing. You can't say.
Forget the thing. You can't say Yal Yom. I'm in Chayyim. Forget the second day of Shkayyim. Come by, we say to Meir.